This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Smells, as I think a lot of us know, can be really evocative. They can take you right back to that time or that place. Also, though, sounds. Corporate sounds, to be specific. Less emotional, sure, but some of them are so recognizable that you don't even need me to ID them for you. NBC, right? NBC. How about this one? I am not a Siri fan, by the way.
Okay.
Those sounds and the creative effort and corporate strategy behind them are part of what Dallas Taylor covers in an ongoing podcast he does called 20,000 Hertz. Dallas, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Could you do me a little definition thing here, right? Sonic branding versus sonic logos. I feel like we might need some help.
They're kind of interchangeable.
Yeah.
So sonic branding, sonic logos. A sonic logo, I would probably define more as something like a Netflix to dumb or a HBO Static Angel. Where I might call like sonic branding something that might even be like a text message sound.
Sorry, HBO Sonic, what's Static Angel? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, so so HBO, you know, that classic kind of like staticky sound that goes into this. Well, it's cool because what they were, so back in the 80s, there was this revolutionary new kind of television thing that was beamed up in satellites.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were trying to communicate that this is not TV, it's something special. And so the most quintessential sound that they could come up with back in the 80s for that would represent television would be TV static. And then they kind of built out this this kind of synth harmonic thing that transports you into this whole new world.
You know, it's so interesting that so much thought goes into these things because you hear it and you're like, okay, my HBO show is coming on or you know, my Netflix show is coming on. Would you walk us through, as briefly as you can, because this was like a 20-minute podcast you did last year, the Netflix to dumb and how that sort of came to be, because it's so amazingly intentional for like 3 seconds of audio.
Right. So they're coming off this long history of like film, big film logos. So if you think of like the 20th century Fox logo or the THX sound, mm-hmm. or Leo the Lion even,
yeah.
They knew that if they played some long thing that it would just, people would tune out. And in the age of streaming, you want this like click and play an immediate effect. And so what they were trying to solve was this kind of idea of like, to dumb, it's Netflix. And so so the story of that sound in particular was Lon Bender, which was a sound designer, and he basically hit his ring finger up against a cabinet, sweetened it, which is a very sound designer-y term for add other sounds to it to make it sound cooler. It was short, but it didn't really like have a payoff. And so one of his sound designer colleagues, Charlie Campagna, just happened to pull out this reversed guitar track that he had made 2 decades prior. Basically put the two together and it was ta-dong.
Ooh, that was
and
really
it was,
good.
That was really
good, actually. You know, it's
you.
Funny because there's a little bit of serendipity in that story, but a whole lot of intentionality. But here's why we wanted to talk to you. You know, companies have been visually branding their stuff forever, right? But as we now move more fully into the digital space, those digital audio branding things that are so short and snappy but work on the, as you said, click and play thing, are becoming all the more important.
Mm-hmm. Sound is almost like a magic trick in my mind because it's something we don't think about a lot. We think about all of our other senses very intentionally. You know, we have food channels and we have, you know, we love curating our clothes and things that are comfy and blah, blah, blah. But sound is something that humans culturally, at least now, don't think a lot about. But it has this really powerful ability to prime your brain for what's coming. Or into whatever world this brand is trying to put you.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have, we're in the very first generations of putting speakers millimeters from our ear, you know, our eardrums.
Yeah.
We're kind of at a dawn of a new era with sound because of that. And I think that's why so many brands and people are starting to think about that emotional prime.
All right, so let me play one for you now. And it's, let's see, 89, 32 years old. Let me see what you think. What do you think?
It, I recognize it somewhere, actually. What I love about that is immediately it makes me think of like a kind of like a church bell in the middle of a town square saying something's happening. You know, like we're about to gather communally. Huh. And so I think it's just a really classic way to like bring people together and go, okay, we're doing something together.
Excellent. We're going to go out on that one. I'm going to take the win for the Marketplace Gong. Dallas Taylor, he runs a podcast called 20,000 Hertz. It's kind of amazing, actually, and you should listen to that Netflix episode. Dallas, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.